From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Nigeria's Air Force said it killed a number of senior Boko Haram fighters and possibly their overall leader. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived for talks on tackling the militants. Government planes had attacked the Islamist group inside the Sambisa Forest in its northeast heartland Friday, according to the Air Force, adding that it had only just confirmed details of the raid. In a statement by military spokesman, said that the leader, Abu Bakar Sheku, is believed to be fatally wounded. Secretary Kerry, on his first stop is the northern city of Sokoto, he said the struggle against Boko Haram would only succeed if it tackled the reasons why people join militant groups and gain the public's trust. Turkey Tuesday pounded Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes. In the new fighting Tuesday, two mortar rounds fired from an IS-controlled area in Syria hit the southeastern Turkish town of Karkamış, according to Turkish television. Turkish artillery responded by hitting four IS positions around the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Jarablus, which is with around 60 shells. The shelling came after activists said hundreds of Ankara-backed rebels were preparing an offensive against the IS group to seize control of Jarablus. Foreign ministers from Japan, China, and South Korea kicked off a two-day meeting in Tokyo Tuesday with their countries at odds over territorial disputes, a U.S. missile defense system, and a regional problem with North Korea. The Japanese foreign minister met with China's Wang Yi and South Korea's Yu Byung-se. They met for dinner at a Tokyo hotel. This is VOA News.